This is WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Good morning. Philadelphia officials are suing the state of Pennsylvania so it can enact stronger gun control laws. Layla A. Jones of WHYY's Billy Penn brings us reaction from family members of homicide victims and city residents who are skeptical of the lawsuit.
Tamika Morales' son, Ahmad, was a barber with dreams of owning his own business. The 24-year-old's life was cut short when he was shot and killed in South Philadelphia on July 3rd.
And this is a picture of my son. This is Ahmad. He was my life. He was just walking to the store.
Morales spoke at a press conference in Germantown Wednesday as one of 12 plaintiffs in a lawsuit the city filed against state government. The suit says Philadelphia's efforts to reduce gun violence have been hampered by a state law that prohibits localities from enacting their own gun regulations. This year has been especially deadly in the city, with more people killed so far this year than all of 2019. Dr. Thomas Farley is the Philadelphia Health Commissioner.
Among black men in Philadelphia, the leading cause of years of life lost is homicide, more so than heart disease, more so than cancer.
One recent proposal the city has been unable to implement without approval from Harrisburg is a ban on guns at city parks and recreation centers. After the press conference on Wednesday, neighbors in Germantown were skeptical those sorts of reforms would drive real change. Pat Edward said shootings won't be prevented by legislation when long-term issues related to poverty and the drug trade are to blame.
Laws don't change anything. People change stuff, right? It's just like guns. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Scott Warren suggested stricter gun laws could actually endanger Philadelphians.
I believe everybody have the right to defend themselves. You get what I'm saying? Right now something happened out here, it probably take the cops 20 minutes to get out here. Some people out here who believe in the right to carry. So to protect our communities.
Over the decades, Philadelphia has tried and failed to successfully sue the state for similar reasons. Gun rights groups and top Republicans in the legislature have argued that gun laws need to be uniform across the Commonwealth. GOP leaders named in the suit did not return a request for comment. Layla A. Jones, WHYY News.